Kapinski dictating. Amal, I-M-A-N. Horace, H-O-R-A-C-E. Simpkins, S-I-M-P-K-I-N-S. Horace Simpkins is a 41-year-old male. It reports he was injured at work on 3/16/23. Appeared he was overworked and stepping off the truck and felt an immediate popping sensation in his left hip. Period, he did not fall. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did accept injections to the hip with improvement. Period, he had occasional tightness and soreness afterwards. Period, he did not participate in any physical therapy or surgery. Period. New paragraph. As per a claim petition, he alleges he was stepping off of a truck on 3/16/23, injuring his left hip and groin. Period. There were minimal medical records for my review. Period. On 6/1/23, he was seen by Dr. Chippa, C-H-H-I-P-A, complaining of left hip pain. Period. He works as a helper on a sanitation truck with an injury on 3/17/23. But he stepped down onto his hip and he felt immediate onset of pain in the groin area and a popping sensation. Period. He felt like the leg locked up and went to urgent care. Period. He'd been using Tylenol and muscle relaxer. Period. He denied any lower back pain, numbness, or tingling, but felt pain in the groin. Period. X-rays at the left hip showed no obvious fractures or dislocations. Period. There was severe femoral acetabular joint osteoarthritis of both hips. Period. He was diagnosed with left hip pain and primary osteoarthritis of the left hip with acute exacerbation of a chronic condition. Period. He started on meloxicam. Period. An injection was also discussed. Period. He actually was seen on 3/16, scratch that, on 3/27, no, scratch that, on 3/20, scratch that, I'm sorry. He was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health. Period. He was diagnosed with a left hip sprain and placed on naproxen and Flexeril. Period. The results of his x-rays were noted and he was placed on restricted duty. Period. In paragraph on 7/27/23, Dr. Axelrod performed the left hip injection under fluoroscopy. Period. He followed up at Rothman and saw Dr. Chippa again on 8/3/23. Period. He reports he feels much better and was not really having much pain. Period. His main complaint is that he has restricted range of motion. Period. He was advised his range of motion was not going to significantly improve given the underlying hip osteoarthritis, but he was referred for physical therapy. Period. He was cleared for full duty to return in 6 weeks. Period. On 9/14/23, he reported never being scheduled for physical therapy. Period. On 10/4/23, he was seen by Dr. Post, P-O-S-T. Period. His diagnosis was left hip degenerative arthritis with acute exacerbation secondary to an injury at work. Period. His symptoms have largely resolved. Period. Gentle range of motion of the hip demonstrated some restriction and a slight external rotation contracture. Period. He ambulated without antalgia and without a limp. Period. He explained there was degenerative arthritis that is likely a long-standing problem. Period. He is not in a place now where he is a candidate, or does he need to be that candidate for total hip arthroplasty? Period. This may happen in the future. Period. He was advised to continue weight-bearing as tolerated and was cleared to return to work without restrictions. Period. He seems to have achieved maximum medical improvement effective that date. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he asserts he has gained 50 pounds being on modified duty. Period. Abdomen normal with no overt signs of hernia. Extremity is lower. Left hip motion was minimally restricted in extension to 25 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus. Period. Internal and external rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right hip was full. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. And normal through hip maneuvers, he had a positive Faber's maneuver on the right, on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. Thoracic normal lumbar sacral. He had mild tenderness, palpation by the left greater trochanter and iliac crest, but not on the right. Period. He points short leg raise maneuvers elicited tightness in his quads and left groin at 90 degrees. Period. This did not elicit any low back or radicular symptoms. Period. The rest of the section is normal. Impressions on 3/16/23. Horace Simpkins stepped down from his work truck and experienced symptoms in his left hip. Period. He apparently went to the emergency room and followed up at urgent care. Period. He also quickly came under the orthopedic treatment of Dr. Chippa and his colleagues. Period. X-rays identified severe femoral acetabular joint osteoarthritis of both hips. Period. He accepted a corticosteroid injection to the left hip with significant improvement. Period. He also was referred for physical therapy. Period. He finally saw Dr. Post on 10/4/23, who placed him at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found he ambulated with physiologic gait without antalgia or a limp. Period. He had minimally decreased range of motion by the left hip in extension. Period. He had a positive Faber's maneuver on the left hip for tenderness. Period. Supine straight leg raising maneuvers elicited tightness in his quadriceps and left groin. Period. He was also tender to palpation at the left anterior superior iliac spine. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the subject event, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left hip or groin. Period. Mr. Simpkins did sustain a minor temporary exacerbation of his severe advanced osteoarthritis. Period. However, this was not permanently aggravated. Period. His symptoms are attributable to the severe underlying osteoarthritis. Period. He has been able to continue working with the insured, but states he has been assigned to shorter routes. Period. And that is